The Reserve Bank, like a lot of central banks all over the world, are looking at the idea of a digital currency. Ideas will be put out for consultation today. Essentially, it's a government-backed version of crypto, of course. RBNZ Director of Money and Cash, Ian Woolford, is with us on this. Ian, morning.
Morning, Mike.
Big picture stuff. How revolutionary, and, you know, game-changing is all of this if it came to fruition tomorrow?
Well, we're hoping it will actually have a bit of an impact. In one way in particular. So, you know, it's our view is that there's not actually enough innovation and efficiency in the New Zealand financial system. And we're hoping that a form of central bank money, digital cash, could actually have a bit of a spur to competition and efficiency.
Okay. This has been bubbling, as I say, all over the world. Where are we at compared with others?
I think that I'd characterise us as being a kind of a fast follower. We're definitely not at the bleeding edge. And there's a lot of stuff that big guys have to sort out, you know, cross-border settlement protocols and some of the international sort of rules that the international bodies come up with. But for us, you know, we're not looking to blaze a trail here. We're looking to, you know, learn from others, but be quite a fast follower because we think it is actually quite important and it's something that the financial system needs.
How much it needs it because why? Because crypto is private, it's crazy, it's the Wild West and you need to settle it down a bit, or central banks need to settle it down a bit?
It is partly that, and in fact that is one of the things that's really pushing countries to act faster and faster. It's partly that. It's partly just the digitalisation of commerce and people preferring to, you know, transact digitally. But we also know that people really like choice in their payments methods. So even though people aren't using cash as much from our research, we know that people highly value, most people value having the option of using cash. And in that sense, this would be just another counterpart. The idea of digital cash is not to get rid of cash.
No.
It's to give people choice so they could use central bank digital cash, banknotes or coins, or private sector forms of money.
Well, of course, the conspiracy theorists will tell you it's all about getting rid of cash so you can control everything and turn the power off and we're living in a 15-minute city and the end of the world is coming and all the other crap that you read on social media.
Well, we are at pains to point out to people at every turn that we care deeply about cash, and we're doing quite a lot of work to make sure it's there for people when they need it. You know, we're running some cash trials. We've announced cash trials around the country at the moment.
Okay. Can I have some?
we're not giving it away. We're just making it easier for people to get access to it.
Oh, okay. Never mind. The risk profile, once the central banks get into digital, does the risk profile drop so it's not 60,000 one day and 45 the next?
What do you mean 60,000 one day?
Well, as in, you know, Bitcoin, you know, it's up and down, it's all over the place. I mean, yes, the dollar trades, but within a much narrower, more controlled margin than Bitcoin, which is a shambles.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing to understand about crypto is there's really two sort of forms of it, and, you know, in simple terms. There's the Bitcoin type product, which is really like an investment, a speculative investment, and yes, it goes up and down all over the place. The other form of it is what they call stable coins, and that's really an attempt for the crypto industry to try and make a blockchain-based version of money so that people can use it for transactions.
Yeah.
Now that hasn't really worked.
No.
Because, you know, it's fair to say cryptocurrency isn't really a currency and stable coins aren't particularly stable. And one of the things that I think will come out of all of this, not just in New Zealand, but around the world, is settling down of the crypto industry, because it'll need to be regulated in a sensible way. It'll need to get some credibility, and it will need to have proper backing to the stable coin, and that's where central bank digital currency or digital cash can come in as well.
When am I trading it?
I don't know. Never ask an economist for investment advice.
Okay, good answer. Well done, Ian. Appreciate it very much. Ian Woolford, Reserve Bank New Zealand Director of Money and Cash.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.